This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Rosa Alcalá, author of My Other Tongue, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Carolina Abate reading Silueta of Crushed Lipstick and Mum Petals. I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid I was naked, so I hid. I was naked because I was afraid, I said to myself. Vox gone hidden in the imbecile garden. In the traffic, I hid me. Fear smells mineral, petroleum, sumac, rain lustered. I drink the drams from its awe-silver limbs. I heard your voice, purpling like bellies of Peruvian blues at various depths in soil. Away from artificial lights, they leave the leafy night looking icy in unfinished colors. I heard you say magenta, three syllables swarming out the voice box. Swarm brings back no mauvish cyan crimson to your sight line, but some TV snow. A needle dragging skin dust along the vinyl grooves. Music acquires you in iotas. Ecstatic, I heard you whirling around the vinyl dark, round and round. Adrenaline alters the hide hair. I was afraid of the paradise in my ear. These stanzas play with the verse from Genesis. I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. So much happens in that sentence. The spectacle of the garden, of fear, of what it feels like to be naked. What most interests me is the drama of hearing and that of hiding. The title of my poem refers to an attendant video I made using stop-motion animation of an Ana Mendieta-like silueta. I drew the figure with a dried-out high wildflower lipstick and the quill petals of grocery store chrysanthemums. At the root, this poem is for Lucy Brock Broido, who was one of my first teachers.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.